This is CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep.
Good morning, people. If you think that you have got a terrible case of the deja vu, you're right, because you have heard this tune a couple of minutes ago. But here it is again, because here we are. That was a mirage. We are now real. And there's one announcement we have to play, you know, because without that, we are not safeguarded against the lawyers of the world.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
So, there we are. People. The first thing I want to do is I want to welcome Bernard and Rian. Hello.
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 Ah, dis mooi. Tel is yourself.
It's a unicef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mensen in Palesa is weg. Ons producer has left the building.
Ach, nee.
I know. I loved it so much.
That's such a shame.
Palesa with a nice face.
I'm going to miss your whole ritual in front of the show.
In front of the show. And before the show. And she, but we've got a wee-wee. Now, he is our new producer.
Fantastic.
And that's why you heard my theme tune twice.
Awareness, Awiwe.
Awiwe, Awiwe. So, Apalesa for you, my darling. I know you're not listening, but I've got this song specially for you. There's a new CD out by prominent artists paying tribute to Sir Elton John. And this is one of the songs, and this is for you, Palace. Goodbye, yellow brick road. I don't want the yellow brick on the road, but the road is your future. Come visit us. We will miss you. We will miss you so fucking much. Do you remember there was a song years ago, Arthur, it was Dudley Moore, and then the Christopher Cross sang it, and then he said, Arthur has dozens of reasons, whatever, and the chorus was, when you lost between the moon and New York City.
Yeah.
And now in this song I heard, da, 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 da. It's exactly the same, but Elton was first.
Yes.
So they copied from him.
Huh.
Well, God, what's that? Oh, it's atmosphere music, I think. Let me see. Oh, no. You know what this is? It's our special guest today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
So I'm going to cut it now.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't listen to that now. What? I've got other nice music that is sort of like, you know, a warm-up. Yeah, warm-up music. It's just from underneath. Yes, like that. So we got Storm as a special guest later. If you want to ask him questions, you must please WhatsApp us. Hey, I'm a bit concerned about the WhatsApping. It's been a bit lame. So won't you read them the number again, please?
Asseblief mense, send ons 'n WhatsApp op 079-748-2090.
Dis die vriendelike stem van Rian van Wyk daar vanmôre hier op die Kasper Radio Show. Rian, as jy vir ons kan doen in Engels.
Right, so what you're going to do is you're going to SMS us on a 079-748-2090.
Okay, dis die mense van Benoni en... So dis het julle met WhatsApp. Okay, as julle vragies het vir Stompie later, is dit fantasties. Maar ons het 'n vol show. Rian, wat gaan ons nog doen vandag met jou? Ons gaan dans.
Ons het dansers hier vandag. Ons het die Josie Youth Dance Company.
Okay, let me just... Dis waarvoor hierdie muziekje is, want het help.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the Josie Dance Company, Rian.
Yes, these are the youngsters that will be taking my job very soon.
Youngsters? And if you say youngsters, what's young?
Well, no, they from 5 till 18. But remember, we made a rule that 16 and over is allowed to dance
for
us. Yes, so we've got a group of 16 and overs here.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't want
5-year-olds. Geen EMFs voor hulle opkom.
Ja, yes, hulle gaan skrik. Maar wat bedoel jy oom met dit? Ja, so we don't want that. Okay, so they are going to dance for us, and that's in a couple of minutes. Well, not minutes, 20 minutes.
That's correct.
You'll have that, and then just after 12, we'll have Storm, and we will have all the other, like, Stof Poppikies, and we'll have... You know, let me first ask Betty, how's it going?
Good.
Oh,
good.
Rechter.
Busy, like... zoning out every 5 minutes.
Why?
Because I'm like, there's so much on my mind.
What's wrong?
Love.
No,
he's in love.
I wish it's love. No. I'm preparing for my new show at Beefcakes.
Oh.
So and yeah, it takes a bit of, a lot of my time, not a bit of my time.
But this is now solo.
This is solo, yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
And new work.
New work, yes, of old songs. So yeah, I'll be on stage for 40 minutes pretending to sing other people's music.
Wow.
And there'll be a story that intertwines in the song, and yeah.
Okay, and where is this?
At the New Beefcakes in Pretoria, in Gersfontein. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Hazelwood, Gersfontein area. It's actually opening tonight, and
okay,
tonight and tomorrow night is the grand opening weekend.
Okay. Van Beefkoeke in Pretoria, yeah. And then you're gonna take the stage in Pretoria from later in April.
Yeah, I'm there on Saturday night now, so tomorrow night I'll be there with my group from Pretoria, from Joburg, Menopause. And then on Thursday nights, I'll be there with my one-man
show. One-man show, and it's called what?
From Bloemfontein to Broadway.
Oh.
So it's Betty Bangles from Bloemfontein to Broadway. BBBB.
Yeah. BBBBB. Be there
at the end. Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. And I think we must organize a Casper Radio team to come and support you.
Yes. That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
That'll be lovely.
Okay. So, you know what I'm going to do today? I've got some sex news, I think, somewhere. Okay. And you got sex news. So I want you to tell me a story and then I'll tell you.
I have sex news.
Did I say sex?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Skier and Skinner.
That's what I'm like, okay, sex news.
But sex is not like in sex. It's more like, I prefer that sex.
Okay.
Gay news. I don't know what I was thinking.
Ek dink jy gaan vir ons 'n juicy story vertel oor gisteraand.
Nee, ag Here, laat ek gou dink. Nee, daar's unfortunately, no, I'm so sorry, people. But what I can tell you is that I've been struggling to get something wet out of my eye. I've been struggling to cry for a long time now.
Okay.
I can't cry because I know that Betty told me that there was this queer eye on Netflix and hulle almal God hulle huil. Stroom in elke episode. I just couldn't get myself to cry. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh.
Yeah, weird, no?
That's weird.
And then I started to cry again. Not last night. It was the night before. I watched an old movie. Okay, you don't have to stop playing when I say old movie. Then. And it was called Patriot Day. Heb jy sien?
No,
ek het gekyk nou, so ek het terug.
Het jy gehuil?
Ja.
Ja, ek ook.
Dit is nogals moving.
En toe huil, ek was so trots op myself, dat ek weer huil. Dat daar weer een natte geikie is. Want ek dacht, dis van baie vrede is
mooist my lief. Oogies.
Ek het mooist geraak, en so nou sien ek uit, ek het nog nie al die queer eyes gekyk, nie, dalk sal ek die laaste episode op twee huil.
Ek het aan die einde nie meer begin huil.
Oh goed, okay.
Ek het in die begin gehuil, maar ek myself in 'n kopseer gehuil met queer eye.
I couldn't believe it, because I saw why people would cry, this is an old ugly man, and they told him, you're not ugly. And I thought, oh my god, that's where everyone's crying. I went, fuck, he is ugly, sorry. When he come met fucking sentimentele kak, nie, die man is fucking lelik. But anyway, so I think I'm getting my emotion back.
Good.
And I hope you're all very happy about that.
Yeah.
What is a deep fake, do you think?
A deep fake?
A deep fake.
Well, I can try to imagine.
Yeah, try and imagine. It's something I learned. I don't know. It's like a new word again that they use on the internet, especially.
And then it's not what I think.
And especially Instagram. And I think a little bit of Twitter and Facebook as well, but it's to do with a photograph. And then they say it's a deep fake. So what is that?
I don't know. I thought it's like maybe a guy with a small dick. And
dancers are here and they look quite young.
A deep fake.
Just turn around. Look at our dancers.
Hi.
Okay, alles well and truly. Laat ek weer toe mee, so vir waarskuwing speel.
They're going to learn some stuff here today.
Yeah. No, you know what is a deep fake? And that's also something I must actually whisper now. It's you're very close, but it's when they put fake pippies on pictures. So they say, this is a naked picture of Harry Potter.
Okay.
And then it's not really his.
They have, I promise you, they faked those dancers have searched for Harry Potter before. So they've seen a deep fake.
Going to say it's something that sounds like an edited photo.
Yeah, well, why didn't you say it? It doesn't help. It's like, yeah, I wanted to bet on Royal Palm before the July, but why didn't you say so?
Royal Palm.
Oh, you wanted to. Well, that's a deep fake, apparently. So don't always believe what you see, because people are getting more and more ridiculously good with this, with putting fake things on people.
Misschien moet ons dit een doen.
Yeah, a deep fake.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually done a deep fake, you know when? My world, the show. I had a naked picture with my face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I het afgegaan en afgegaan en afgegaan.
En hy gaan het aan en aan en jy gaan, woe, dit is a riet.
riet.
Dit is a fucking riet. Dan het my niggie het vir my gestuur interessante nuus wat ek met julle wil moet bespreek, because the Dutch, for some reason, they've got a fascination.
Jou niggie, jou regte niggie of jou niggie in die Kaap?
Nou raak ons lekker persoonlik.
Ja, ek wil ook nou weer.
Nou my regte niggie in die Kaap is my regte niggie, maar my regte niggie in Holland is my regte niggie. Soos jy is reg, my niece, cousin, whatever, in Holland.
Okay.
She sent me a thing and she said, you know, the Dutch every now and then they have a fascination with Afrikaans words, and then they make up words that are not really Afrikaans words that they sell as Afrikaans words there to laugh at us. But it's not really words that we use. So it angers me. Mm. Want ons het baie interessante woorde wat hulle kan gebruik wat regtig is. But now she sent me these and it's all, well, except for one or two, it's all fake. Listen to this. The Dutch say, ons praat van 'n amper broekie in Afrikaans. But it's a shoe broekie, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ons sê shoe broekie. Ons sê nie amper broekie nie.
Nee.
Except if there's a little cult within Afrikaans who says amper broekie within their family or something. But I don't know.
Ek het al 'n paar keer gesê, was nou amper in my broekie.
Ja, exactly.
Maar nie amper broekie.
Ja, ek ken dit ook.
I ken a shoe broekie, which is already a bit of a push.
Yeah.
Because what do we say in English?
Hot pants.
Hot pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot pant.
Warm brakje.
Warm brakje.
A vibe brokie.
A vibe brokie, maar hulle sê amper brokie. Maar dit raak nog erger. A oogplesierkie, sê hulle, sê ons.
Is dit eye candy?
Is dit a deep fake?
Dis a deep fake. Ja, ek like a hank. Oh, eye candy? Okay, cool. Hulle sê oogplesierkie. Ay, wat sal ons sê?
Ja, ons gaan gewoonlik na die Engelse kant toe, as ons Afrikaans sê, en sê eye candy.
Eye candy, ja, yeah, or look at that hank, yeah. Or look at that, that's
Speed
hot.
Tier.
Oh, nee, ons sê nie, ja, spiertuur sê mens nie, eers behalwe op kyk net.
Nee, dis kom ek sê, spiertuur, so.
Ja, so met jou, met een bewegende kop, spiertuur. Maar, een oogplesierkie, I don't know, miskien een spul stannie van die NG Kerk. Hoe die dominee is een oogplesierkie. I don't know.
Of sag op die oog, is iets wat meer,
dis hy, meer gevoel word. Hy kan, ja, hy kan sy fucking kroks onder my hol inskop, of wat. Sikke goed, ne. Ok, hier is al loslappie. That is a Bert Caron. What's his name? Kurt Darren song.
Ja.
Bert Caron. Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Caron met Pop Poppy. Nee, Kurt Darren het ons loslappie, maar het mis die woord gebruik voor die tyd? Het mens?
Nie voor.
Mens is sy bachelor.
Ek het my maal gehoor dit sê.
Well, okay.
A loslappie. Well, ja. Ons het meer village bicycle gebruik.
Maar ek dink sy sal ook so sê oogplesierkie.
Maar loslapie betoel nie dit nie, loslapie betoel jy is nie
nee, nee,
committed
sê, maar,
nie.
Sy sal ook die woord oogplesierkie dalk gebruik.
O, jy moet dan vra,
o, ek
maar dan moet jy jou ma uittrap.
Ek toch loslapie is half staatsmatras.
Ja.
Oor o, sleet?
Ja.
Is het nie?
Nee, is het nie een bachelor nie? I don't know. Dalk is het. So we don't know. But it's something that they say we use a lot, we don't. Ok, nou kom ons, wipmat. Dis a
trampoline.
Ja. Praat ons van wipmat?
No, wat nie. Nee.
Nee. Mama.
Dis selfs as wipwaantjie.
Ek wil op een wipmat, op die wipmat by die bure gaan spring. Nee, dis trampoline.
Ja.
Hulle het
trampoline, ons sê ook selfs trampoline.
Ja, hulle het meer Afrikaans woorde vir woorde wat ons in Engels gebruik.
Because they sit, and they, I think they speak to Afrikaans people here, who then tell them lies. Ja, hier by ons sê ons wip, wat, vir Mikey. We don't. Hear this one. I've never heard of this in my life. I don't know. I think this is like, what's that guy from Wat Kyk Jy? That website? Griffin. Griffion. Yeah. It sounds like him pulling their legs there. FL. What name is that? FL.
Yeah?
Condoom. Condoom. A saadsokkie?
That's nogal oulik.
Yeah, but we don't say that.
Yeah.
And opti this game. Ek soek twee vanilje saadsokke.
Het jy jou saadsok aan?
Ja, jou saadsokke. Ja. Ek dan.
Ek het gehad in my sokke.
Maar dis wat gebeur as hulle Afrikaanse flicks, dan sit hulle subtitles, of hulle vertaal iets in Afrikaans
en
oor, en dan gebruik hulle iemand wat Engels is, om dit te doen, en dan kom het so uit.
Exactly. Wow.
Want hulle gaan en gaan soek na woorde, en dan denk hulle dis hoe mens praat. En dan sit jy daar, jy weet nie wat die volk aangaan nie.
Nee, dit is totaal on, eg. Een toiletpapier, toiletpapier, holrol. Holrol? Nog nooit van gehoor nie.
Mag hy dit nou gebruik?
Ja, dis nie bad nie. Ek laat jy laatste toe.
Maar die Hollanders is op special by this
maar die
game.
Hollanders dink, die Hollanders dink, dis nou wat ons sê.
Ai.
Mama, holrolle is op. Whatever. We don't talk like this, Dutch people. This is all a, you duped into fake news.
Ons koop nie meer toiletpapier nie, want ons trek het hier ons gatte.
Ja. Gat trekkers. Maar nie een holrol nie.
Holrol.
Hoor hierdie ene. Een gynekoloog.
Ek wil nie eers weet nie.
Ek sidder.
Ek ook. Ek het nog nooit daarvan gehoor nie. Een dooskyker. Dis wat hulle sê in Holland.
Nee.
Hulle sê Afrikaanse mense praat van een dooskyker. Dan lê hulle op die vloer vir
met
ons.
Met een boek van Sassel. Voelkykers. De boek van Sassel. Sorry.
Ek het hom nie verstaan nie.
Sassel het die boek.
Sassel. Is dit wat jy bedoel?
Nee. Daar is een boek vir voelkykers, wat die uitgever is Sassel.
Hoe ek nie geweet nie.
Ja.
Het Sassel sponsor dit?
Ek dink hy het sponsor
dit. Is aan dooskyker is wat? Turpentine. Die dooskijkers. Dan, flaterwater. Ek het al daarvan gehoor, maar...
Dis Tippex.
Ja. Ja. Ja, oké. Okay. Oh. So dit is flaterwater, but you really, I don't think you
niemand
use
gebruik
it,
het nie.
Anywhere except for very, maybe Urania of so. Oh. Sal hulle flaterwater sê.
Okay.
A backbeersum?
A backbeersum?
A snor?
Ook gedink, dit is nie, dit is a tandenborsel. A backbeersum.
Oh.
Don't know about it.
Ja.
Dit klink ook as so 'n familiekie in Pretoria West wat daarvan weer ons het weer backbeersums nodig as jy by Pick n Pay as jy by soek en koop is mamma. Wat is dit? Pick n Pay. Kry vir ons 'n backbeersum.
Ja, hulle koop ook holrolle.
Hulle koop holrolle?
Backbeersums
ja,
koop.
En een backbeersum vir die hele gesin. And then the one thing that they found very strange and funny, which I don't even think about as strange, but then it should be maybe for them, is die woord, die uitdrukking, moenie worry nie, hulle ken dit nie, moenie worry nie. So, okay, that they say is strange. I'll give them moenie worry nie, I'll give them a flater water for uitsonderings, en dan maar, miskien een oogplezierkie vir Bernard's ma, maar vir die rest, I don't know. So that is what the Dutch think of Afrikaans. And it's totally, totally fucking wrong. And I'm extremely upset about that. Closed my eyes. I'll explain to you why we're listening to this now. I'll say. So this is a song for the Eurovision Song Contest from Finland. And I'm playing it for a reason. Listen a little bit. So I'm going on about the Eurovision Song Contest. It's one of these days in Portugal. That song is from Finland and it's got a good chance to win. But there's a lot of songs that's got a good chance. Very, very tight here. Maar hoekom ek dit speel? Want hierdie vrou is tipe van een van daai geniuses. Geniuses. Want nou hier sit sy nou voor 'n klavier. Now, this is a song monster. Now she sings it in all the languages that is represented at the Eurovision Song Contest. Can you believe that? And she's on, it's on YouTube. You can go look for it. Sarah Altu. Sarah, S-A-R-A. And then just go monsters, 34. 34 languages she sings without paper or anything. She just sits there with her eye closed. Let me play it to you, and then I'm going to tell you which languages it is she's playing. Okay? Nou, dit is dieselfde song wat julle nou gehoor het. Nou speel sy dit om af te show en natuurlik om punte te kry die aand van Eurovision.
Closed my eyes,
English,
so I couldn't see it. But just look up,
Swedish.
Men en u redo agenda.
Sy het nie papiere by haar nie, hoor. Sy sit dit fucking aframmel hier
so. Portuguese. Kom deur as as criaturas da minha mente.
Estonian. Estonian. It's an Estonian
op mis let's fuck ek mis daar klere deur die môre en sein weer.
Nee, hier is 'n kak ek sien daai. Dis Dutch.
Vuoi provare a fare paura.
Azerbaijan. Nie sê weet hulle te taal nie. Ek dog hulle kommunikeer met grans.
Agar mesenia.
Agar is Georgia. Lithuanian.
Jou by mens is nika.
Something about his kneecaps.
Nuna je ver afstaan.
Iceland. Norwegian.
French.
Armenian. Wasn't that the first language? Isn't Passion of the Christ in Armenian? I think so. I'm Gary. And yes, she wants to eat Hungarian. Danish pastry. Polish. This is just music. Oh. Slovenian. Is that a language? Macedonia. Albania. Czech. Ek Czech. Yeah, yes, right. That is Czech. Ukrainian. Latvian. Die vrou sit dit steeds en sing, né? Croatian. Bulgarian. German. Yeah. Heil Hitler, ich hör um. Russian. Third World War. Russian. Molotov. No, Moldovan, sorry. Molotov cocktail. While you sing Moldovan. Hebrew. And Finland. How's that, hey people? Isn't that incredible?
Amazing.
And sy so, jy kan sien haar voorkop is so dik, sy slim. Sy het van haar kinders wat later het hulle 8 onderskeidings gehad. Op
en
school.
Vir al die luisteraars, net dat julle weet, Kasper het nie gelees nie, hy ken net al die tale uit sy kop uit.
Nee, ek ken die tale, obviously. Ek luister net na, maar dis waarom die Hollands vir my so kak was. Rian, so jy het een gast vir ons saamgebring, wie is dit?
Ons het die choreographer van die Josie Youth Dance Company in die studio vandag, met al haar 20 dansers hier.
En stel haar bekend.
Jade, welcome to the show. Please say hello to all the listeners.
Hello.
Everyone. Hi there. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. We always love the dancing. It brings a little bit of a spark to our lives. So we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're going to dance something for us that you prepared. And then I've asked you very quietly to stay so that you can maybe do something later on our guest's song.
Yes, our guests, that's exciting.
Song. And then your dance group can do pictures with our guests.
Yay,
you know, there's a payoff.
Yeah, I
think.
It.
They like it. I think they like they it. Will. And it's a nice song. So what are you, as a school, do people come to you via their normal schools, or do they have to enroll into your school, or what are you doing?
So basically, if they want to be part of the Josie Youth Dance Company, they have to come audition.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's quite a prestigious thing.
So they have to phone and contact you and come there and fill in forms and audition.
Yes.
And what do they have to do for an audition? Do you give them...
Yeah, so in the audition, I have lots of guest teachers and choreographers. I get one every year to do the class. And then we, as a panel, watch them. And if they make the cut, they get into the company. And
great.
Yeah.
And what do they then do? Except for getting... Do they do production?
Yes. So every year we do a production in April. Well, we started doing two.
It's April now. Do you have a production?
Yes.
What?
It's called Domain. It's amazing. Oh. And so... It's like choreographers come together. It's not just me. Mm. It's like 4 or 5. This year it's 7 choreographers.
Wow.
And they get to work with all of these choreographers, like
that's
professionals.
Amazing. Yeah.
Are you the best though?
Yes.
But now where do they perform, Domain?
They're doing it at the Ridderport Theatre.
I used to say, you know, so close there. Not anymore, but I used to. I could do a show at 8 at the Ridderport Theatre and leave like 10 to 8 from my house.
Oh.
Still be on time. Oh, is that there? I know exactly where that is. Okay, it's a nice theater.
Yeah.
And from when do you do this?
Like the show this year.
Yeah, Domain.
It's next weekend.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, great.
How are the ticket sales going?
They're going well. Like good. Every year, it's last minute, but we always sell out. So I'm hoping it happens again. Yeah.
So how long is the evening?
It starts at like 7:30. Uh-huh. And then it's 55 minutes on the one side, a 20-minute interval, and then 50 minutes on the other side.
Good. Good. Valuable.
Yeah.
Evening with value.
Yeah.
So are you also like that lady from Dance Moms that when they dance a bit shitty in the show, like, okay, you out of the show for now?
Yes, I am.
Are the moms like that?
Some.
Ooh.
They don't really last, to be honest. We're too disciplined for that.
Oh, that's good. That's good to have that because they get a little bit involved from what I remember.
Yeah.
What kind of people come to your dance school? Do they... I mean, are there interesting stories? And do they bond because of the dance school? They wouldn't know each other otherwise?
Yeah, big time.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a huge family.
Oh, fantastic.
How big is the company?
So in the week, it's the training facility. That's like, we have like 100 to 200 students training
with us.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's the studio. And then on weekends, the actual company, which is like the cream of the crop, it's from all different studios in Gauteng. That's about 45 to 50 kids.
Now, the kids that are here today, do you know their names out of your mind? At your corporate?
Yes, I do.
Out of your mind. Are you out of your mind?
No, I my corporate.
So, give us their names.
Okay. So it's Natalie.
Natalie.
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Marissa.
Marissa.
Kaya.
Kaya.
Paige.
Paige.
Luca.
Luca.
Chandre.
Chandre.
Kiara.
Kiara.
Ava.
Ava.
Kayla.
Yes, yeah.
Hermione.
Yeah.
And Genevieve.
Hermione?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. And the last one you said was?
Genevieve.
Genevieve. So it sounds like the Hunger Games. It's strange names. I wonder if Hermione was named after Harry Potter's Hermione.
She was.
Really?
Yes.
Is that... Are those books that
old? Is it
old?
That long ago?
It's that long ago already. Wow. I feel like I started to read Harry Potter like last year.
Pass me the Botox.
Yo, that's amazing. I love it. Okay, is there anything else you wanted to tell me before we launch into what dance did you prepare for us? Well, what is it?
Okay, so we do predominantly ballet and contemporary dance.
We don't mind.
Okay, cool. And this is one of the pieces that they're going to perform at the theater.
Very cool.
This weekend.
Oh, okay, great.
And tell us for people to get hold of you for tickets, how can they contact you?
So just go on to Facebook, Josie Youth Dance Company.
Josie Youth, people.
Yes.
Join now.
Yes. And it's on web tickets. So you can just click on the link.
Okay.
How much are they?
It's 150 Rand for one ticket.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these days, there's not just more compy ticket anymore. It's a lot of things. And this one is what? Web tickets.
Yes.
Okay. Remember the hold CompuTicket had for a long time?
Mm.
That's it. But now I've seen this global tickets, global tickets, web tickets, this tickets. Because of the fact that we are living in the internet age, it's much easier to delegate and write a program for tickets than to go through CompuTicket and lose so much commission.
They had the monopoly for long.
They had. They were like the Facebook of tickets in South Africa.
They were.
This is going to go live on the Casper de Vries, so Facebook page. I'm going to put it live on there. Cool. Now, before Rian, so you're going to leave with Jade.
Yes.
Just hang on.
Bye.
No, you're not going to. Jade's still going to talk to me. So Jade, where did you train to dance?
I trained in Northcliffe with my teacher for many years. And then I did a degree at Tshwane University of Technology in dance.
Have you done productions?
Yes, lots.
Like what?
I was with Kelsey Middleton's K-Mad Dance Company.
I know them.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. I know that name.
So I did some productions with her. And in university, we did very like professional productions. Which was a really, really good degree course. And I used to do more ballet when I was in school. So I was with the youth company and I used to do all those ballets.
Is it true that in ballet that you sort of mess up your feet forever or not?
You should see my feet. It's
really?
True.
Because it's unnatural. You can't tiptoe like that, child.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to
force them into those shoes and then go up on your high heel.
Yeah, well, nowadays,
on your toes,
they're
point.
Much better. They you know, they've obviously, with the times,
upgraded, scientifically. But imagine the olden days.
Yeah, they didn't even have, like, everything we have today. They had, like, soft shoes. Those poor feet.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Imagine Mikhail Baryshnikov's feet must look like claws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shame. Animal.
Cloakies.
So it's the Josie Dance Company Live. Is that, can I write that?
Yeah.
Start live video. Okay, so first, Rian, we're going to start the video. You're going to get me to say something. There I am live. Then you will say something.
Okay, cool.
And then you walk there. And is everything set up?
Yes, they're ready.
Okay, people, so you listening live on the podcast, you can go to Facebook now, the Casper de Vries Facebook, and you can see them. Otherwise, if you're listening to the podcast, you can pause it now and go to the Facebook where it will be saved. Otherwise, finish listening and then go see. Oh, God, I forgot. I'm on stage. I'm on camera. Hello, people. I'm so sorry. Is there anyone here? Yeah.
I think they're sleeping, well, the company, because they're on the floor just lying there.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do the whole song, eh?
Yes.
I'm straight from the top.
Yes,
Is that why they're on the floor?
Yes, they're ready for you.
I thought so. Doe, are you well? Are you in Las Vegas, Doe?
Oh my gosh.
That's a guy who's looking. Oh. I saw that you are having a birthday in Las Vegas. So that must be Tuesday there now.
Why are you on Facebook if you're having your birthday in Vegas?
Look, hi Sean Sharper, hi Augusta. Look, we're not gonna be able to mention your names once the dancing starts. Hello Lee. Oh, Johan Liebentrau. I'm going to now turn this around to Rian. Is it like... Hello, Rian.
Hello, Yella.
Okay, so now I'm just turn it around again, I suppose.
No, we're going to turn it around.
Okay, but you know om dit. Yeah, okay. So, gaan doen jullie ding. As jullie daar is gauw van mij, dan druk ek die knoppe.
Hello.
So, what's going to happen now? Tell them. They don't know. They haven't seen
cool.
the radio.
So, this is... Oh, you haven't seen? Okay. So this is a little snippet from our big production domain happening at the Ruderpoort Theatre this weekend. Watch it, love it, and then come watch it for real.
What does Set Sef Dalaza mean? Is that the name of a song? Sef Dal...
Yes, that's the artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people know this person?
And I don't know.
I don't know. Hubris, is that the name
of
the song?
Yes, that's the song.
Ah.
It's fabulous.
It sounded very nice.
It
sounded like... Way off. I love it.
Yay.
Okay, so will you go and then show me signs if you're ready. Okay. So they are walking, ladies and gentlemen. They are walking towards the dance floor where I will then press this button for Hubris. I can't see a fucking thing. So, Bernard, if you can have a look out and see when they show me that we can start, that I can start.
You report red, the inside is beautiful. The autopsy report red, the inside is beautiful. The autopsy report red, the inside is beautiful. Inside is beautiful. Inside is beautiful. Where inside is beautiful.
Yay!
Very nice.
Yes, and what a wonderful song, eh?
The stunning, stunning song.
Oh,
but it's a weird dance. I love weird dance.
I love it.
This is where Lion King meets The Walking Dead. Meets extraterrestrial.
Do you think you can dance?
Yeah.
Meeting that. It was great. Thank you very much, children. And you must stay around. I don't know why I'm shouting at you. Because I think you're deaf. But it was beautiful. And stay around for Storm, eh? Was it nice?
Lovely.
Have you? Because I couldn't see a lot, you know? Great. Okay, we're going to put this... I'm posting this on, and then we will just keep tabs on Jade when we got our guest here.
What song was that? Who's the artist?
I didn't know that.
I had seen it at the beginning, but you listen never as I talk.
Vietnam.
Sudwala Hubris. Onthou jy?
Okay. Yeah.
I will net sê dat ek het 'n boodskapie gekry van Michelle.
Kirstenbaum.
Yeah, she said, I haven't listened to you in ages.
We haven't heard from you in ages.
We haven't, eh? but she's tuned in now, and we love you from Cape Town. Thank you, Michelle. We love you. And there was just a WhatsApp coming through from Storm saying, I'm on my way to the Casper Radio Show. So remember now, if you got questions for Storm, I don't know Storm that well. I've only heard of him now, and I like the song so
much.
Very
nice.
So I don't know what questions people are going to ask him. Do you know Storm, Betty?
I know Storm from events.
Oh, have you met him?
Yeah.
Ah, bless your little heart.
Betty's met everyone.
Betty meets everyone.
Yeah.
Why don't someone ask you this morning whether you're going to do a marathon or what?
Gloeby het gevra of ek gaan die hospice
fun run.
Fun run.
And she said, because you always do those.
I lie down for fun, not to walk or run.
That's right, and it rhymes. Say it again.
What did I say?
I lie down.
Yeah, yes, I die as well for fun.
Say it again.
I can't.
I lie down for fun.
Not walk and run. Dit rhyme rare.
Ja, skryf dit neer.
Ek's a fucking poet.
Jy moet, en jy moet dit sê in jou show. Ladies and gentlemen, I lay down for fun, or whatever. And I don't walk and run, and it rhymes. How's that? There we wrote a bit of your show for you.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say something, and what day is it today?
Friday.
The what?
The 13th.
Yeah.
Cake. Wow.
I could have told with the music, man.
It's Friday the 13th. We've done a couple of Friday the 13th over the years on this show, so we're not really going to do it as our theme, but I just wanted to remind you. What?
You may only see it once.
God.
But that will be enough.
Sounds like Jonty's show.
Jonty's show? Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
But there's another nice horror out called The Quiet Place. Have you heard of it?
I actually, last night I was going through Instagram, and Jackie Beat, the drag queen I told you about that you must follow, that's funny, she actually posted about it, and now I want to see it.
Because a drag queen liked it. But normal people like it as well. They are raving. It's that.
Well, we can go on with that conversation. Like when I tell you a movie is nice, like, nah, I don't want to see it. And then when a certain someone else maybe might say it, and then, oh, no, we must go and see this movie. So it's
am
the same.
Am I that superficial? Am I like that? Well, tell me, what movie was that?
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yes.
I said, oh, we have to see this movie.
And I said,
and then,
nah.
But then when Vessel said, yes, like, oh, no, we have to, we have to go see this.
Ooh, you're shading me now. Ooh, you're shading. But A Quiet Place, apparently, is you got to keep quiet. And you don't even eat in that movie. If you do, people will look at you and go, what are you doing? Shut up. Because you got to be quiet. Otherwise, the monsters hear you and they come for you.
But this is what's our movie to kyk het, Don't Breathe. Dit was ook so.
Oh.
Jy's te bang om asem te haal, want jy's daai man gaan vir jou kry.
He's gonna cry you. I know. Oh, that was also. Oh, I shouted that, and that was in my home, eh?
Really?
Imagine in the cinema, I would have been thrown out because I shouted very bad things from shock. But I want to see A Quiet Place. I just have to maybe douse myself, Vicky, inspuit met spierverslappers.
Cannabis oil.
Now, slick a pakkie Norflex and then kijk jy a flick.
Yes.
Of acid.
So apparently, apparently this is a wonderful, wonderful movie, A Quiet Place. John Krasinski from The Office, that tall guy from The Office, he directed it and wrote it and acted in it, and he used his wife, Emily Blunt. And I don't know if you've seen Graham Norton.
Is getrouwd, nie?
Hulle is getrouwd, ja, ek het ook nie geweet nie. And they went, Graham Norton, they said, what was your combination name? Because she had Brangelina. And she said, we are the Krunts. Krasinski and Blunt. We are the Krunts.
The Krunts.
A while back, we had countries that are the happiest, and most of them were Scandinavian. where they polled the people and said who are the happiest in their country, and it came out like Finland and Denmark and Norway and all those, Iceland, they were in the top, and then Australia, I think, and Canada. But now we got the happiest cities. So it's within a country, the city with the most smiling people, hop, skipping, dancing, laughing, just being fucking happy all the time. So at number 10, we got Basel. Where is Basel? Because I don't know.
Sounds like it could be Spain.
Or Switzerland. Basel. Maybe that's the time when you've got to fucking Google, Betty. Don't sit here chowing your pen. Google it. Where's Basel? Number 9, Copenhagen. Where's that?
How do you spell Basel? Like Basil?
Yeah, B-R-S-E-L. Basel. Basel. Number 9 is Copenhagen. That's Denmark. Number 8 is Geneva. That's Switzerland. Mm-hmm.
Basel is in Switzerland.
Really?
Oh, well done, Casper.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, there's a mooi daar. Ek sal happy wees.
Is it mooi? Hoe lyk dit? Vertel vir my.
Switzerland.
O, ek het 'n prentjie vir jou. Dit lyk soos daai doos kykers.
Well,
daai sjokoladedose.
Kyk hoe mooi is dit. Dis Basel daai.
Oh, ek wil net oopmaak en die sjokolade eet.
Dis Basel mooi.
Dis Bas vir Basel bekend mooi. I love it. Then Frankfurt. Is that Germany? Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, ja.
Huh? Frankfurter.
Frankfurt.
It should be Germany.
Yeah.
Germany cricket.
Germany.
And Emily Blunt is Mary Poppins too.
Yeah.
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 Just to segue. Now as we segue back, Dusseldorf. Is that also Germany? What's wrong with the Germans? Why are they so happy? They caused death of millions of people.
They never sound happy.
They don't. They don't. Yeah, I know. Düsseldorf. Then Vancouver. That's Canada. That's in the land van Canada.
Canada.
Vancouver. Done it once again. The Germans. Ach nein. Munich. München.
Ja.
Was is das with the Germans? Can you believe the third luckiest, happiest, I mean, city is Auckland.
New Zealand. Oh, New Zealand.
I mean in this Auckland. Weird. This weird. It's not a happy place. It looks like one of those dramas where a murder takes place in a town, and then it's like 13 weeks of unraveling that drama in a dark place. And that's Auckland for me, and that is third happiest people. Maybe they just don't know about the rest of the world. Again, a German. What? Zurich.
That's like 5 already, or 4.
Yes, Zurich. Maybe a German compiled this list.
I think so. Yeah.
And you know what is the happiest place?
Of the rest of mekaar say that they're happiest.
Maybe they do.
Maybe. Well, it's definitely not a Jewish person that made this list.
Definitely not, because there's not one Jewish fucking name here. Let me see. The other names on the rest, down, I'm going to tell you number one now. The others are from, you know, 20 and downward. It's like Amsterdam and Berlin, another German. Wellington, that is New Zealand. Melbourne, at last, wow. Some Australian. Sydney.
I think Rio is still obvious.
Yeah.
But it's like, in Klink, that's so happy.
They do, no?
Yeah.
Maar dit is nie.
Verrassend dat Amsterdam dit nie die top 10 gemaak het nie.
Hulle is naby, hulle is 12.
Ja, want
ja.
Hulle is happy.
Hulle is high. Number 1 is Vienna. Hey, Vienna.
Wow.
Now I'm happy with the Vienna
chips
in my mouth. But to stay in one? I don't know. So it's Austria, the Austrians.
As ek in Vienna dink, as ek nou ooit moet imagine, ek loop in die strate daar, ek hoor die hele tyd klassieke muziek speel.
Ja, ja, ek ook.
Ek dink jylle luister nie enig iets anders as klassieke muziek nie.
En my sien soeke wit standbeelde.
Ja.
En ou gebouwe. Ja, maar blijkbaar is it beautiful daar.
Ja.
But,
ek wonder hoe het hulle die lys gemaak, in terme van, is it crime of suicide rates? Of,
want ek dink daar lys is gemaak in a coffee shop in Amsterdam.
Ja.
Could be. Who knows? Na 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 na. On the 1st of June, it's not only my birthday, but it's a Friday, and the guest will be none other than Arno Carstens, who's never been here.
Wow.
Fantastic.
But he's got shows this weekend.
Oh.
Tonight he's in Randburg at the Rumours, and tomorrow he's in Attenbury Theatre in Pretoria. And I wanted him on the show initially, but he can't because he's obviously running around and doing sound checks and stuff. So we're going to get him in June. But I asked him, I said, Arno, please, won't you leave us a message on the show? And he did. So I haven't heard it, but let's hear.
Hi, I'm Arno Carstens, and I'll be doing my new show, The Chapters of Sound.
Oh, that's so nice. I want to hear it again. what did you say? Hi, I'm Arno Carstens. Okay. Let's relish in this, people.
Hi, I'm Arno Carstens, and I'll be doing my new show, The Chapters of Sound, at The Rumours on the 13th of April in around Cresson area, and then also at the beautiful Atterbury Theatre at Linwood Bridge in Pretoria on the 14th.
Yeah, that's of tomorrow, April. Arno.
See you guys there. Join us.
Thanks, Arno. You sounded a bit like, I dare to say, Steve Hoffmeyer. Hey, he's not.
He didn't.
Didn't
then
he?
Why are you laughing?
But he did. It's that attitude. Don't. Hi there. Come see me. You know, that's very steep. Arno, it's a pleasure. I will see you later in my life, but definitely on the 1st of June. I wanted to come tonight to the Rumours, he said. Hey, Rumours.
Yeah.
But I can't. But I will see you on the 1st of June, and we'll talk and discuss, because we've never actually officially met for more than a minute. So that'll be great. So that was Arno right here, right now, on the Casper Radio Show.
The Casper Radio Show.
I'm scooping Norflex now, Edden.
Oh, a nice scoop lekker. Now, I have heard about a thing called tongue singing.
Tongue singing?
Tongue singing. I needed something. There was something wrong with you for a moment. Oh, yeah, no, not no, that is more utilizing.
Jy dan om te sing as jy nie jou tong gebruik nie.
No, but it's close, but it's not close, the cigar. Okay. It's where you go, give me a song, Father Jacob.
Nia. Nia. Dit klink soos 'n talented babietjie.
Well, yeah, I've got people from Russia, the Tongue Twisting Choir, singing Moscow Nights. Enjoy. Geluk, dis oom Alexiev en Bruno, en daar het hulle nou like 'n tongue twistertjie gedoen, Moscow Nights.
Ek picture net die koor daar staan, heel serious, straight faces, en al wat hulle doen, hulle hum die song, maar
hulle hum nie, hulle tongetjie,
maar dan is die tongetjie ook uit, en
dit is fucking snacks.
Ek wil as jy tong nie seer na dit nie, soos jy tong raak stuif.
Seker, ja.
Ja, hulle is op 'n liquid diet vir die rest van die week na performance.
Ja.
Dan drink dit een strooikie.
Druk hulle tonge in 'n koppie deep heat. Very strange. Maar dit is nie eintlik ons out there vandag nie. Daar is 'n ander out there. Wat ek gehoor het, ek kon dit nie glo nie. Ek dog dit is 'n joke. Het jy al gehoor van 'n kunstenaar met die naam van Millie? Millie... Fucking, wacht. Tijd is mijn boodschap gestuurd. Wacht, kom eens hoor.
Hallo, I'm Casper. Dit is Millie Senecal.
Wat is dit? Millie van Senecal. Die Senecals van. Dit is Karen's show.
Oh.
Marinda Senecal's sissy. Millie.
Is Marinda die met die rietfluit?
Ja. Want hij heeft vertel, zei het jullie, Susie Kardashians, keeping up with. The Senecals?
Nee, ek kan nie onthou nie.
Ja, want jy luister nooit as ek praat nie.
Keeping up with the Senecals?
Ja, dit is Koksnaks.
Nou, wat ek hoor, ek sien toe die Millie Senecal, ek dacht, wat is dit nou? Want ek het nie kyk net nie.
Ja, shame. Millie is is 'n eensame siel. Jy wil haar net 'n drukkie gee, maar jy wil ook nie, want sy is bietjie scary.
Maar sy het nou 'n sang, 'n rikitikitikie.
Okay.
En dis eintlik wat ek jou speel.
Emily. Rikitiki bietjie.
Saggies praat, is duiwels raad. Mumi is sag.
Mumi, sy sê Mumi.
Ja, ek gaan vir jou nou Mumi wys.
Dood, haat, dis al waaroor ek dink, maar
praat hulle van Mumi in die show. Wat dan
fok is dit? Ek weet nie. Wat interessant.
Kyk, daar's Millie saam met Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Okay.
Wat
so Millie is 'n legit karakter.
Ja.
Ek moet vir Millie op die show kry.
Millie is so funny.
Ja.
Kom ons luister 'n bietjie van Millie.
Dit is pragtig.
Dit is pragtig.
Ek sê vir myself, kom aan Millie, kom terug. Kom terug na die lig. As jy glimlag, glimlag die wêreld terug.
Kom terug na die lig. So jy kan hoor dat ek verbaas sou wees met hierdie kant, né? Maar toe is dit verby, dink julle. Dis verby, verragtig. Toe, sorry, wat sê jy?
Jy moet Marinda, ek dink ja, ek dink dit is Marinda wat 'n song het, my sweetpakbroek.
Wie's Marinda?
Is Millie se sussie.
Is dit die hele bly familie?
Karen speel Marinda. Karen
en is daar nog een?
Wat so van?
Zoid.
Speel Marinda met ja, die holriete. Ja, nee, en dan is daar Millie Senekal, dis die
die
sussie.
Hele familie.
En dan die ma yes. Is hulle momager.
Momager.
Die ma is dis een te veel, maar dis regtig entertaining, dis cleverly uitgedink. Ai. Dit is so kom ons soos gras, maar dit is snaaks. Is well thought out.
Ek wonder of dit op Showmax is, want die het ek.
Ek het al gesoek, daar's niks op YouTube, daar's klein clips en so van Marinda, maar van die Senekals, die familietjie, is daar niks footage nie. Ek kry nêrens nie. Ek wil laas vir jou gewys het en ek kon nêrens kry nie.
Want ek het uitgebasyn toe op die interwebs, wie is hierdie Millie? Want wat se song is dit? Is dit 'n joke? Is it really? En hier kom 'n boodskapie toe van haar via Karen Zoet van Millie af.
Hallo oom Kasper. Dis Millie Senekal. Baie dankie dat jy Rikie Tikkie speel op jou show. Baie lief vir jou.
Dankie ag, sy Millie.
Moet asseblief vir my ma sê dat ek dit vir jou gestuur het nie.
O, is dit die mammager?
Bye.
Is dit die mammager waarvan
jy praat? Ja.
Hoekom moet ek nie vir die mammager sien?
Kyk, daar's die mammager in rooi.
Het ek sien? Is dit 'n vrou?
Want volgens die mammager, Millie is bietjie in die pad van Marinda se karier.
Hoekom weet ek nie van hierdie goed nie? Sal jy wat geslaap?
En nou, ek het lanklaas gekyk, ek het bietjie tred verloor van dit, maar dit is regtigste so, hulle moet eintlik 'n volledige dit is 'n snippet in haar Suid-Afrika in haar talk show.
Ja.
Maar hulle kan 'n vollediger reeks maak van dit. Dit is regtig, dit is so funny.
Dit voel of ek in 'n Born Identity was, wat ek jy lank in 'n koma is, dan word jy wakker met amnesia en mense praat oor die Gerikus of die Senekals en Millie en ek weet nie waarvan jy hulle praat nie.
Ek dink toe jy op Karen se show was een van daai episode is ook daar opgewees.
Nee, hulle het skets gehad, maar dit was nie Millie.
Nee, dit was net Marinda toe. Wow. Die Senekals was Rikie na Kasper op was.
Dit is baie interessant. Wel, Rikie tiki 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 toe het my oë en ander dinge oopgemaak, so baie dankie. En Millie, eendag as jy kan ek so met haar praat, sal sy vir my verstaan. Is dit 'n dom karakter?
Nee, sy is net Sies bietjie Sies anders.
Millie, dankie dat jy lief is vir my. Ons is lief vir jou hier by die Kasper Radio Show, amper sê die Rasper Radios, want jou koppie ras. Millie, en jy kan enige tyd as jy in Johannesburg is, dan kan jy vir ons kom kuier vir oom, hoor. En dan kan jy vir oom van jou ander liedjies sing. Wie skryf jou liedjies, Rikitikiti? Vertel vir oom as jy hier is, hoor.
Sy is ook kranig op soek na haar pa.
Is daar nie 'n pa nie?
Sy weet nie wie sy pa nie.
Miskien kan ek die pa wees in die reeks.
Ek like nogal daai oom Kasper.
Ja, dit is oulik, né? Oom Kasper, meanwhile as ek pappa Kassie. Oh my god. Okay mense, so die tyd is amper daar. Get ready for our special guest. His name is Storm. And this song is Get Ready.
And lose control. Feel the music move through your bones.
So our guest today is called Storm, and I happened to happen upon a new release of his a few days ago, and I thought, let me try and see whether you can come and talk about it. And he could.
Yay.
How's that? Yay. So, Storm, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, man.
That's a great pleasure. So, I just have to play this because you're the extra special guest. So, I must go our...
Extra special
guest is...
pretty sick.
Storm. There we go. Welcome. So when was this song that I just played, Get Ready?
Get Ready was released around last year. Yeah. I think it was
it's
like
nice.
June. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I suppose that they play you in like at parties and clubs as well? Or what kind of music would you categorize this as?
You know, I do.
As
I
pop?
Do, yeah, pop. Basically yeah. pop. But I do hear sometimes they play it somewhere in clubs.
Yeah.
Especially this song, the yes. new song. That's doing very, very, very well overseas.
Please tell me, what the hell is that? Because I obviously don't know. I'm too old. It's a mix. It's a something all and something mix. So Stonebridge and Damien Hall. But I've seen those names behind, in brackets, a lot of artists. Are they like hot mixes, producers or what?
Well, Stonebridge is actually a Grammy-nominated producer. He's worked with the likes of Madonna.
You see, yeah. I don't know nothing. So how did you get him to mix you?
Well, I originally did one song with him already before.
Really?
Yeah. And then we just kept in contact ever since. And the new song now that I'm that's being released, that was actually done with Dale from Prime Circle, the drummer. Because
wow.
I was busy working on with my album with him, and then we thought this song had more potential. So we sent it to Stonebridge and Damien Hall, and they did their magic.
Who's Damien Hall? Also someone?
Yeah. They're both Swedish DJs.
Swedes. We love them, eh? Because they are like at the top of the game with pop.
But I didn't see them appear on the countries, the most loved countries.
They are not there. For some reason, Stockholm isn't there. I don't know. We had Copenhagen. But usually, well, Sweden was one of the Sweden was one of the happiest countries in the world. I think it was number 8. Hmm. But cities, let's see here. Luxembourg, Toronto, no, they're not here. The only one I can see from Scandinavia is Copenhagen. That's it. But the people are very, I think it's the cleverest people in the world, Sweden. They are so good. They're so on top of stuff, but it's expensive. Hey, if you live there.
Yeah, if you live there, then.
It's wonderful. Yeah. They look after you.
Yeah, no, well, look, I've just come back from Dubai.
Yeah.
And going there is awesome. Like, everything is clean, everything works.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, their country, the sheikh, looks after the whole country. So they don't pay taxes. The sheikh gives them land, so there's no theft.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I think the sheikh...
Slightly different here.
Yeah. I think the tax goes up.
Should talk to Julius Malema.
I think so, yeah.
And just tell him what he does.
Then the sheikh will hit the fan.
He's on his top of his game today, Rihanna. All kinds of little jokes. There's but Dubai, I just... Who said something about Dubai that they arrived at 6 in the morning and it felt like 12 o'clock in hell?
Well, last year when I went to New York, I did a stop over there and I arrived in Dubai. It was... I think it was 9 o'clock at night. And I left again like 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was so hot there. I went to the bathroom just to freshen up. And the cold water coming out of the tap was lukewarm. That's the cold water.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not for me.
Yeah. Well, if you've got money, then you can have your...
Yeah, then it's obviously, yeah.
And you don't know where you
are.
Yeah,
that's not on the airport.
But yeah, if you go outside. Now they've got to build a dome, I think. Like that one sci-fi story. The whole Dubai must be under a dome.
Oh, yes.
With air conditioning. Then it would be nice.
Yeah.
They will probably be able to do that. Because
they will.
They're insane.
They're insane and they will do it. Would you give me a sample?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I just want to read it.
I've got one for you.
Ach, you're very kind. So this is the Gareth. New song.
Yes.
It's the Stonebridge and Damien Hall remix of Can You Feel It? Yeah. No, it's not Michael Jackson.
I try.
No. Michael Jackson had a song. Can you feel?
Oh,
that's
yes.
what I mean. Oh, no, okay. I'm not dissing you.
Oh, No.
I love it.
Oh, thank
I love
you.
It. I love the melody and everything. I don't see which one is mine.
No, but it's hard to live up to Michael Jackson. He was truly tops.
Yeah, but they had a song called Can You Feel It? That's all I mean.
Well, he was still with his brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you signed one for me?
Yeah. It's wait. Somewhere there.
Yay, there's mine. And it is Can You Feel It? Written and composed by Storm Nogal. Who's Dane? And is that the Prime
drummer.
Circle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have a little bit of a listen because I've got a surprise for you later. We're going to listen to it again. But for now, let's just have a listen to Can You Feel It? There it is. We're going to listen to it again now in any case because they're going to do something for you. The Josie Dancers. What was the name again? Rion, what's the name? Josie what? Dance Club.
Josie Youth Dance Company.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do something on this song. But I want to ask you now, so you didn't hear the mix, and then it came, and then you listened, and then you went ballistic, or how did it work? Oh, sorry.
There we go. Basically, sent it to Stonebridge, and it was over December time, and he just went through December, and we got it back in January listening to it, and we're like, wow, damn it, that's good. Fantastic. And then we like, because the song had always that, this hook that's playing now.
Yeah,
it always
course.
Had that hook, but we didn't know how to get it to the next level, and then gave it to him, and he took it there.
What do they do? Why are they so good? Do they have all kinds of programs, or are they just in their heads? Do they hear it?
I think they hear it in their heads, and they got those programs because they do magic really, really well.
And then once they have had a hit, everyone comes to them.
Exactly.
Who's that other producer, also with Madonna? Tick, 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 tick. What was his name? He was so good. Well, he is good, but he was like the flavor of the year. It's Madonna. Tick, 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 Madonna. What song was that again?
That was 4 Minutes to Save the World with Justin Timberlake, wasn't it?
And who produced that? But you know who I'm talking about.
I think so, yeah.
It's not Timberland, right?
It's Timberland.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it, Rion. You get 2 points.
Yay.
You can do with it what you want.
I'm going to save it.
Yeah. Save the points.
Save the points.
Okay, so we got the who here? Johannesburg?
Youth Dance Company.
Yeah, we've just seen them on Facebook. Yes. So are we going to see them again? Yes, we're going to Facebook them again. Storm, you've disappeared. There's no more Storm. Okay. I think we must Facebook them again.
Okay.
So I'll play the song, and then it goes live out on Facebook, and that'll be nice.
Mm.
And then we see what the people write. Okay, people. So if you are listening to the show live, scoot on over again to the Casper de Vries fan page, where we're going to go live with Can You Feel It, Storm's new song, and the Johannesburg Flute Ensemble. No, what's their name? They are going to dance on it for us. I said, please, Romain, I want to give Storm a surprise.
Now, Storm, they prepared this routine a day before for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how talented they are.
They are so good. I just found Facebook on my WhatsApp shop. I'm like that. Did you see how stupid the old senators are in America when they spoke now to Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh.
They it's like asking now if you email on WhatsApp, and he said what if you do if you what if you email on WhatsApp, so you can't, it's wrong, you can't say that.
It sounded like grandparents asking their kids advice.
Can I Facebook the fridge? They were just excited to have him there, basically. That's Mark Zuckerberg, yay! Because it was supposed to be a very intense questioning about privacy, and they were just, they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
He handled it so well.
He did, yeah, but he was very like, good. He was like a star, you know, and they all went, can I have a self, Selfie. Selfie with you, please.
Can I please play the Farmville again?
The Farmville?
Farmville.
Oh, he bought that, eh? I think. Or was that Zynga?
I think it was Zynga.
Yeah. But he bought WhatsApp.
Yeah. Ooh.
He did? Yeah. And he bought Instagram. He is on the ball.
I know he wanted to buy Snapchat, and that youngster said no. He doesn't want to sell it.
Oh, really? Didn't yes. he? Will he made an offer. Do you watch Silicon Valley?
No.
Oh, you must watch. It's funny. If you like computers and social media and all that, it's so funny.
And actually, I've always known about the show, and it didn't actually pull me or anything. And then I saw an interview with them, and I had it completely wrong. What my thoughts was about the show, what I thought it was about, is yeah, completely different. So I actually want to watch it now.
Watch it again. They are very, very funny, those people. And it's, you know, it's things that we understand. Special, that's what I'm writing on Facebook. Special, special surprise.
Special host as well.
What do you mean? Special, how do you spell surprise, with a Z or an S?
S.
S.
Okay.
Well, you can with the Z as well.
Done. But I must I drag done now. Start live video. Hi, people. Yessie, you are being spoiled today because this is the second time we are on the Casper Radio Show. Jere, hierdie bril is skeef. Daar is hy nou mooi. Hi there. So now we got Storm in the studio, and Rian will show you Storm now. He's here live. And then we're going to go through. You're going to go through. Storm's going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to. You're going to give me a sign. And then we're going to play this Can You Feel It? It's the new Stonebridge, Steenbrug, and Damien Hall, David Hall, Sir Mengsel.
David Hall.
David Hall, Sir Mengsel. So here is Rian. He's going to show you Storm. He's going to say hello to you.
So, yeah, what's going on, peeps?
Hello, Storm. Welcome.
There's an awkward silence in the background. So, I feel like the doctor's spreekkamer is.
Really?
Is there not a bit of background music or something? Nie?
No.
Okay. That's prachtig done for me. That's beautiful. I got a fun.
Don't criticize my atmosphere I'm creating.
I don't understand Afrikaans that much.
Oh, really?
But I think I understood that. And yeah, it's like waiting the doctor.
Yes.
Next patient.
Yes.
You oh, go please. There,
comes with the clipboard.
You don't know what it sounds beautiful outside.
Can you feel it coming up?
Yay! Thank you so much. Thank you. Rian, come back. Let's hear from Storm what he thought about that. So we mark it part of the broadcast, eh? Why am I now speaking with a fucking Benoni accent? What did you think, Storm?
I thought it was absolutely amazing, and I think I found some new backup dancers for shows.
Yay! You see, the Casper Radio Show.
Bringing people together.
That's it. Where we bring acts together.
How is your live shows? Is it like a full-on production, or is it like all the other artists in South Africa that's like a band and a mic?
Oh, no, I try to go all out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go now with this promotion, I suppose, for your new single? Are you going to do shows where people can see you? Where can they go?
Well, I'm going to do shows. I've got a few interviews and things lined up all over Cape Town and Joburg.
Are you so, Joburg? Are you a Cape Townian?
No. My parents are. I'm a Joburg boy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, and why did you say you can't understand that well, Afrikaans? Because where were you brought up?
I was Sandton.
So you don't know.
I went to Cairns.
To what?
Cairns, King Edward VII.
Oh, I don't even know that. You see, I'm just out of my culture.
Very good school. Very, very good.
Yeah,
school.
But the English people would say that. I wouldn't know. I would go Sylvie's or something. Oh, is that. Isn't that there where we did Harry Potter for Casper Ross?
Yeah.
Huh? I think we did a sketch there at your show. Oh. Because it does look old, eh?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I only stayed there till grade 9 left. Okay. Music college.
Nice.
Just to follow and support myself in my dream.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
In the olden days, you had to do everything. And I remember the big thing was mathematics.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your life is lost. Yeah. You have to do mathematics. And I'm never going to use it, except maybe to count what's in my grocery trolley, but I'm not going to use it. I want to do kunst.
Yeah. I was also forced to take maths.
Yeah, why?
The whole high school career, and then I failed every year, and my mom's like, no, you have to take it because you're going to use it one day.
Yeah.
There's fucking calculators.
Exactly. And why would you use
it? I made matric with five subjects, and one of them was not maths.
What was it? Woodwork.
No, I had geography and technical drawings and all these butch subjects.
Oh, wow.
And now I cut hair for a living.
Yeah, because you don't.
And do shows in dresses.
And the bloody attitude of those people that, no, you need maths. You really need it. So, you know, what you can say what you want. Ah, nonsense, man.
The kids are still out here. So stay in school, kids.
Yeah. Exactly. Yo,
but dance. No, don't add up, jump up.
And dancers only need to count to eight, so they're fine.
Yeah, that's all they want. All they two, want. Three, four. Mm-hmm. And sometimes five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
And so that sorted education. Did you know that there is a wrong way to take a shit?
I know that, yes.
Yes, tell me.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Actually, all the toilets that's out there is wrong.
I think I saw it.
Because you need to be in a squatted position.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have actually got to have like a stool, excuse the expression, in front of you and a footstool.
Yeah, to lift your legs.
And you lift your legs up.
Yeah. Hook them behind your ears like, and
so these
relax.
Like horrible countries, which that idiot Trump referred to as shitholes, have got shitholes in their bathrooms, and that apparently
that's actually the right way.
That's the right way to squat. That mark my sit squat. So we've been shitting the wrong way all the time. So and I also saw it on Instagram. So now we know that. You see, that's the advantages of social media. You learn all these amazing.
I actually saw on I don't know if it was Facebook or somewhere that you can like the little stool you talk about.
Mm.
You buy like a mobile one, that folds up, and you put it in your backpack and your handbag or whatever. What? And whenever you go to the loo and have to take a shit, you just pull out your stool and.
You know mom, die stoelgang.
Die stoelgang.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hol-kijkers? What is that now gesê?
It we said.
Die koek-kijkers. The
hol-rol.
Doos-kijkers. Hol-rol. Yeah. Doos-kijkers.
Horrible.
Stoel for your hol-rol.
These bloody Dutch are so vulgar. Can't stand it. Now, I'm Dutch half, so I like them. So, what happened to you that you decided to sing? Who inspired you? Were you, had you had to fight, or did you have, like, Svengalis around you who helped you with your dream immediately?
Well, I've started when I was 15, like, when I
left. That's like a young, yeah.
And the thing was, it wasn't something that was really planned. I always loved music and always loved to sing. But when I was a kid, it was rugby, academics.
Yeah.
And then I started singing. I'm like, singing.
That's what you like, yeah.
I stopped rugby. And then the whole school was like, no. And I was like, okay, cheers. And
good.
I left. And then, yeah, my parents had my back since then, and they supported me through it.
Yeah, because it's very frowned upon if you stop rugby.
No. If you stop rugby, there it's over.
Yeah,
it's if you do culture, you do first aid, you're done.
Yeah. God, really? I didn't know that. So they are into, but because English, Britain, rugby, that's very posh. Listen, what was this? Keep Calm. Was that your?
That was my very, very, very first single when I was 16.
Keep calm, little child.
Oh, I like
it. One day. You'll be a pretty woman. Keep calm.
Nice.
Little child.
Where did you record this?
This I recorded with Alexis Farku, who started off producing Danny Kaye when Danny Kaye was.
I can hear that style.
But that very 80s funk.
Yeah, like it. Nice, those things. Huh? You on the street.
I took your hand and we started our feet. Keep calm.
So do you have to convince these talented producers with with the raw song. You say, here it is, and they say, aha, this is going to work.
Well, I usually sit in on everything in the creative process, and I'll, okay, like, when they're busy, because it takes a lot of work, it really takes out of you. So, like, they'll be sitting there producing, and I'll be there writing lyrics, trying to figure it out. So we're both in the creative process. But we sit there, sometimes we'll start at like 12 o'clock and we'll work right through 12 a.m., go through 3 a.m.,
yep,
and then we'll go to sleep and we'll wake up at 6,
yep,
for some reason at 6,
yep,
and we'll start again the whole day.
Yes.
Or like when we were writing Can You Feel It, because at that time I was doing my album with Dell, and we got to a point where it was like, no, we need a break. So we hit the golf course.
Nice.
And we drank a bit and we played golf, and that, I drove the golf cart up and down the hills. Yeah, and it was very bad. And we got back and we're like, okay, we need to work. And we went, I think we started working, and I think we both passed out. And then we just woke up and carried on working. It's fun. It's like, it's a creative process, and you're there to have fun in the same time.
I'm totally, totally with you. That is how you create, not only with music, but if you in the arts.
Yeah.
You know, when I produce or design a show in my head, and we start on the music and stuff, that is, you just go hours and hours, and then you don't know about time. That's the way to do it,
yeah,
unfortunately. And then you go out and you go do something strange, like driving a golf cart or whatever. And
driving a golf cart, eating, drinking, and
passing
and,
out,
and playing on your phone at the same, yeah, time.
And then coming back to your product, and you go,
yes,
okay, let me listen again. You know, it's,
yeah, yeah,
like very excited. Okay. I understand it, but it's lovely to work like this already now.
Yeah.
That you don't have to go through all the other shit to get to do what you really want to do.
Mm.
And you have to slog through 12 years to do that. It's great. So you obviously will be a hands-on artist in terms of your production and,
yeah,
your
because
song.
What I make represents me, and
yeah,
I want that to be good product. Like, you know, in the industry, it's hard work and it's a cutthroat industry, and you need to always be on top of your game,
yeah,
wherever you go. So that's, yeah, how I live. But I live by the motto, be real, be true to yourself. Because if you like that, everything will just happen. If you fake, it's going to fall short.
Mm. No, it will. It will definitely. At some point, the floor will cave in underneath,
exactly,
you if you do not have a strong fundament, mm, isn't it?
Foundation.
Donkey. And I asked you via your spokespeople to tell me what song sort of inspired you when you were young. And I got a very interesting answer. I say interesting because I think I was 45 when that song came out. I said, to ask him the song that reminds him of the first song that he ever listened to over and over again, and it was this one.
As a wise man, I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing, tired of living like a blind man.
So do anyone out there recognize it? I do.
And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
So I told Rion that we're going to talk about Nickelback, and he was very excited, and he said, Casper, that's my favorite band. I didn't know that you liked these kind of stuff. My estimate of you is high. I said, no, it's not me. It's fucking Storm. So, but I do I know this music. So tell us a bit about this.
All right. Storm, first of all, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Very, very impressed. This song was my matric song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yes. All right. So, it's from this album called Silver Side Up. The song was released on August 21, 2001. Now, Chad...
I was in 20.
I was 2.
So, Chad Kruger wrote this song about his ex-girlfriend, Jody, with whom he had a very dysfunctional relationship. He referred to the song as the song that put Nickelback on the map. Now, guys, what country is Nickelback from?
I don't know. Ask Storm, he's the fan.
It's not the US.
Really? Canada?
Canada.
Oh my God.
Do you know where the name Nickelback comes from?
No.
The bassist worked at Starbucks. And every time he used to give a customer his change, he'll go, here's your Nickelback.
No, I thought it was like a gorilla or something, or a wild
a silverback.
Yeah.
Before you become a silverback, You're a Nickelback.
Yeah, and they're like Attenborough. And there, the Nickelbacks congregating underneath the mountain. Oh, that's, yes, your Nickelback.
Yes.
Ah, that's sweet.
Now, I saw them live in Joburg when they were here, and it was the same weekend as when Madiba died. So they were actually talks about cancelling the concert or postponing it, and then they started to go through, because it's a rock show, you know. So they actually had a nice little tribute, and you could see as these real rockers trying their best to behave on stage, trying to not say anything naughty.
Yeah, yeah, just to be in this time of respect.
Yes. All right, now, here's some of the charts that you need to know. They were, this song.
Have you got a song I must play, please, in the background?
All right. You can do Rockstar.
Okay, I've got it here. Here we go. I'm so good, eh? I'm just like.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life.
Is his father in a chemist? What did he say?
No.
His father was what?
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball.
It's nice. I like it, eh? Okay, go on.
All right, then. Now the song was named number one most played in the US in the 2000s.
Oh, you remind me.
Yes.
Okay.
Now guess, guys, how many times the song was played in the 2000s on US airways? Airwaves.
What are you saying? Airways or airwaves?
Airwaves.
On an aeroplane?
No.
Oh.
On
welcome
radio.
Welcome to US Airways, Nickelback's professional and exclusive airline.
For all the groupies.
How many times it was played?
Yes, take a guess. Betty?
1,000,002.
Storm?
I'll go 1,000,003.
Cassie?
2,000,000 times.
Betty, you are spot on. On the dot. Yeah. 1.2 million times on radio.
So they get at least what? $1 for that?
Yeah, imagine. Depending on what their record label, the deal is with the record label.
Wow.
But at least I would imagine.
Are you with a record label still? Or are
no.
Independent.
Independent.
Good. Yeah.
Don't let them take your money.
Yeah, because otherwise you sit with nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now this song was overall, the song was also rated the number one rock song and number four alternative song in the 2000s by Billboard. Now,
who's Bill? And why is his name Bill?
Billboard.
I know what Billboard. Trying to be funny.
And now the last little.
From Middle Earth.
that's what it's going for, yeah.
Okay.
Now the Billboard charts, in the overall top 100, this song came number 36. So that's so significant because they are now, for their first song amongst the greats, like Sting, Queen, they right up there, and it's only their first song, and they got to number 36, which is an amazing thing.
On the
Billboard Top 100.
International Forever Top 100.
It.
Wow, yeah. So did you sing it? Did you know all the words?
To How You Remind Me.
Yeah.
I knew every single word.
Okay.
The thing was, growing up, my parents used to put me to sleep, and they'd walk around the house, but they'd play Depeche Mode through the house. And if they stepped in something and I was out, I'd immediately wake up and they'd go, I have to go through the whole CD again. And then my dad got me the Nickelback CD, and all I used to do is I used to put it on and I used to listen to it. And that was the song that I mainly focused on, and I went through it every single day. I got it on my iPod then, eventually when I got an iPod.
Yeah.
And then I got it on my phone, I got it on my iPad, I got it everywhere. It's one of those songs that I truly really love.
And it's the best song to sing to a girl after you've broken up.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it? It's a breaking up song.
It's a suck it.
Lost
me. Get out of my face.
I'm learning a lot. Nickel, and are they still performing?
Yes.
Is it? Wow, you're so lucky. The bands that I used to love, they
real
dead.
They're spokespeople for the dead. Yeah, they are being talked to by John Edwards. And they are gone, dead. No, not really.
They perform in holograms now.
That's
it.
That is true. Next year they will.
Yeah.
ABBA.
That's going to be so good.
That's going to be interesting.
I can't wait.
I wonder if they're going to make them young. They mustn't be old.
Coming up with Zimmer frames.
Yeah.
We've got to see those sequence outfits of theirs. They have to the young ones.
Yeah. And Storm, so where are we going to see you live?
Currently, I'm still busy working a little bit in the studio.
Are you going to have an LP soon?
I'm pushing towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, studio time for now. And then after that, I'm going to start hitting shows just to get more material out there, just to perform.
Do you think it's necessary to do a live gig, or can you just sell like digital? You don't have to be there.
No, you could sell digital, but the thing is, I'm more of a live person.
Where and I you come, like to perform?
Where I come on when I come on stage, I'm a different person. So you see me now, I'm very calm on stage. Yeah. Totally the
ravaging
person.
Monster. Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, you must of course. It's a different world now with the digital stuff.
Yeah,
where you can immediately have something up there and you can ask people who like you to go to that site and buy it, where in the past it was like you had to walk to a place and buy a 7 single. Now even this you gave me here, the single, now it's going out of fashion.
Yeah.
It's like files now, these days.
The floppy disks and...
Yeah, and you go to iTunes and stream it, which is actually quite nice if you have too many stuff.
Yeah.
Then you save, because everything is in the cloud, you know. Well, that's the Nickelback story. I think it's the youngest group we ever had as a Stofpoepie.
Yes.
Yeah, as a golden oldie. I didn't even play the Stofpoepie tune.
Yeah, we forgot.
We forgot to do that. We were just into that. But I think I must now play the Skeer and Skinner tune, because we got gossip news every week with Bernard. So let's have a chat and hear what's going on in the world. Let me just, Bernard, just give me time to get to the sting.
I've got one more question for Storm, Casper.
Natuurlijk.
So have you got any idea?
It's not that the show's over now.
Any thoughts of a music video?
You know, when we went into Dubai, we were getting some shots there of just like, because we went on a cruise as well, so it was shots of the ocean, shots of in the desert, and belly dancers and flamethrower guys and all of that. So we got some content there.
Oh, great.
But we're still working on some few ideas here.
So when can we expect it? More or less.
Well, he's seen these dancers now. Maybe you can use some of them for some bits of it.
I actually could.
You could?
Maybe like in 2-3 months, maybe.
That's cool.
Or maybe in a month, maybe.
Where do we go these days to drop your music videos in South Africa? Do we go to what? Have we got an MTV?
MTV base, Channel O.
Trace Urban.
Mm.
Okay. Because
most people just release videos on Vimeo.
Yeah.
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 Don't you clean your kitchen with Vimeo?
It's like YouTube, but different. But not.
Because I just wondered all of a sudden, if I had a video, where would I go? Oh, maybe, of course, YouTube.
Yeah.
You can send them there. But then you must monetize it, otherwise you don't make a cent. You know what, Bernard, I can't find your sting.
Sing them.
I can't. Let me just see, because sometimes I'm so blind, it is in front of me and I can't see it. No, I can't see it. Okay. Skier en Skinner, met Casper en Bernard. Skier en Skinner,
of gaan het begin?
Skier en Skinner.
Prachtig, prachtig. En voor mijn track, give him a track on your CD.
Ja, attractive. Yeah.
No.
What is the news that you got this week?
Ek het lekker nuus. Ek wil eers vir Rian vra. Rian, weet jy wie is Bianca Del Rio?
Nee.
Vra vir Storm.
Do you know who's Bianca Del Rio?
I don't think so.
They don't, because they're straight.
It's but all around the world, the straights flocks to her shows.
Straights flock to her shows.
Whatever.
And she's coming here.
She is coming here in August.
Oh my God.
It's not confirmed publicly yet, but if you search it, the Compu Ticket link comes up. So it's loaded on the site, but it's not made publicly. You
it's
can't
not
book
open
it.
Yet.
Yeah. And a poster leaked. So we've got the 11th of August at the Teatro. And I think it's the 10th of August in Cape Town. I think Artscape. I'm not sure which theater there. But yeah, I think it's amazing. Bianca Del Rio is the best insult comedian ever. Uh-huh. And she just happens to be a drag queen.
Here's a bit of a...
Hey, ghoul, What's up, Agatha Christie?
Oh, how you doing, lady? And I do use that term loosely.
Mm-hmm, just like your booty hole.
Don't even try it. You cannot imagine what I have been through.
Well, I can tell from your face you've been struggling, bitch.
Now, let me ask you something. Is everyone a mess?
I know what this is a setup for. It's that roommate again of yours.
Honey, let me tell you all about it.
Oh, you're gonna sing?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. So,
yeah, so the one with the husky voice is Bianca. Yeah.
No, she's very funny.
She is insanely funny.
Okay, so we all excited.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently,
except for Rihanna, who's just vomited. Yeah.
Apparently, bookings open on Wednesday, so we'll have to see if that's gonna happen.
Oh, is that inside information that you got?
Yes,
a leaked poster.
Bookings open this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Okay. That's what I heard. That's
okay.
What I heard.
Well, so, we won't.
But no promoter has said anything on social media yet. So
maybe they leaked it.
Maybe. But I mean, it's buzzing about the news, so I think it's going to do very well and sell out very quickly, so get your card ready for Wednesday.
Oh, I just got a message here. Republic van Zuid-Afrika is on Showmax. So I can go and look for it. I can go catch up on Millie and her family. Okay, sorry, next.
You can. Next, Andy Cohen.
Oh, Andy Cohen is the Ice Wives.
Yeah. He's complaining that in an interview, Ellen asked him, is he on dating sites and stuff like that? So it's like, he wants to be, but he's struggling because he's been on Grindr, which is not really a dating site, but it keeps kicking him off because they said he's pretending to be Andy Cohen.
He's a deep fake.
Yes, basically, yes.
Ah.
So yeah, he's struggling with that. He can't be on Grindr. Maybe he should try real dating sites.
What is Grindr?
Grindr is...
Is it for gay people?
It's a gay dating site.
So it's Tinder, basically, but for gay.
Yeah.
Crazy Andy.
Yeah. I've also struggled with Grindr a bit. Because every time I go on, I just get messages like, hello, Betty, hoe gaan dit? And I'm like, okay, mood killed. I'm like,
okay.
Also struggling with Grindr, but shame, poor Andy. He's struggling with the dating scene.
Do young people do that?
I think they use Tinder. I'm not too sure.
What, friends of yours and stuff?
No. Where my friends and I, we struggle across the side of the road there at Madison's every Friday night.
Oh, that's better.
I'll probably be there tonight as well.
He's swiping in real life.
Yes.
That was
swiping in real life and the card. It's getting too much now. Bank account's running dry. They're taking the drinks, but I'm getting nothing from it.
That music video is going to be 6 months later now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that as an older person, I find that strange to go on, you know, and say, here I am, and I'm ready, and I'm swipe me.
Swipe me?
Left or right. I don't know what side you swipe. So Andy, Randy... But he's too well known.
Mm.
What's he doing? Hasn't he got a husband?
And also, I mean, if you're that well known and you go on a site like that and they don't kick you off, how do you know someone is really into you because of they are into you or just because you are famous? It's like you can't...
Mm.
It's a massive gamble to be on a site like that if you're famous.
Yeah, but that's the risk you take if you got to know.
Probably. But especially Grindr. I mean, people get killed from Grindr hookups.
What?
Yeah. There's so many cases and stuff. That serial killer that was caught now in Canada, is it? I think. Mm-hmm. Over the years, he killed 7 gay guys.
Het hy hulle doodgesteek?
Where he hooked up he hooked up with them through Grindr, and they went to his house and they got killed. So yeah, there's lots of stories like that. That's
to your house, this sketch.
Yeah.
It is this picky rough.
Picky rough.
Moet jy baie jags wees.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand Afrikaans, eh?
He must be very Randy. Horny.
Horny. Can I tell you some gossip news?
Okay.
And then you go on again.
Gaan.
I just thought I saw that and I was very, very jealous that Gert-Jan Coetzee has got a contract with McDonald's.
Ek het gesien.
But You know, I am actually the person to have a contract with McDonald's, but I don't look it well. Khadija Kutsia doesn't look obese. He looks good. And that's the kind of people McDonald's want, when in actual fact, it's us, Oompa Loompas, obese diabetics, who should be sponsored by them.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see you had a whole collaboration with them at SA Fashion Week.
Yeah. Yeah, why? Yeah. Why? Well, McDonald's?
Yeah.
Hello? Anyway, okay, so good luck, Johan, Gert.
Well, there's also Burger King.
Yeah, but they're American.
What do you mean?
I mean, do they care about South Africa? Do they have
McDonald's
enough?
McDonald's is Americans.
Yeah, but I mean, do they have enough branches?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I've got a heartburn all of a sudden. I think it's because I thought of a patty. Yeah, go on.
And then Amazon. Yeah, I like Amazon, Gasper. Yeah, shop must from Amazon off.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Hello.
I used to.
They are selling straight pride badges now.
Straight pride?
Straight. Straight pride badges.
Straight pride
so,
badges?
So, as jy nou lekker trots is dat jy straight is, dan koop jy vir jou badge en dra
hom. I love it.
Yeah. I think it's stupid.
No, why? Because I think a lot of straight people are getting fed up. Sorry, I was here looking for my heartburn medicine. And they fed up with gay. So I'm going to get a fucking straight thing.
But yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. But I don't know. Some say it's a bit homophobic. I don't think it's homophobic, no. but it's kind of silly.
Just hang on.
Yeah.
This is my...
Voorvel.
No.
No. It does sound a bit...
It sounds like a
first. Oh, my God. Tell me more. Tell me more about Amazon. Okay. Now, this is Gaviscon that I'm going to rip open. Okay, go on.
Yeah. And then, I get last mentioned from the Sher Show that's coming to Broadway.
Yeah.
Yes. So that
you shared with us the Sher Show.
Yeah. So, it's official now. It's happening. Everything. It opens this fall in Broadway.
On Broadway.
Whatever. Hope by the cock vandaag.
Oh no. It's friendly advice from a friend.
So it's opening on Broadway.
Yeah, not in. Because if you're in Broadway, you're in the street.
Sit the mic off.
I'm giving you valuable advice. You're in the street in Broadway.
But maybe it's a sidewalk show.
Okay.
It's in the street. It's okay. In Broadway.
Sher Show.
And Bob Mackie, who's been Sher's designer since she started singing, he's the actual designer for the show. So the costumes is going to be amazing. And the whole team is amazing. He's doing the costumes. The lighting design is done by Kevin Adams, who's done the lighting for Hedwig and Angry Inch on Broadway.
Slaan my oor die kop met a double duck
geweer. And his sound design is a Mervyn Steinberg wat Hamilton en die Evan Hansen gedoen het. So die hele creative team is amazing. Yo, so ek kan nie wag daarvoor nie.
Okay, top notch. And you're going to see it, eh?
Verseker.
Have you been to New York yet, Storm?
Not yet, no.
Just as you're going to love it?
You have to go.
Amazing.
You're going to love
it. It's amazing.
It's like you're going to write a song on every corner.
You might not want to come back, though.
No.
No, but there's no place like home.
Mm. Well, there's
when they
New York.
Fair enough.
It's actually,
fair enough.
Actually, better than a home,
because it's like it's a stream of energy wherever you go. You just go
city that doesn't sleep.
Yeah,
like they talk about the heartbeat of New York. You can actually feel the city,
and you want to be creative all the time. I just want to fucking write plays and do things while I'm there.
No, it's amazing. It's fucking expensive, but it's amazing.
Is that it?
Nee, daar's nog 'n laaste brokkie nuus. Laaste brokkie nuus. A brand new show. Well, brand new November last year it opened. Everybody's talking about Jamie. I don't know if you heard of it.
I think so.
New show on the West End. It's kind of Matilda meets Kinky Boots. It's based on a true story. There was a documentary on BBC, Jamie, Drag Queen at 16. And it's based on this Jamie's life. And it follows him in his struggles in school about being different. And yeah, so it's apparently a fabulous show.
Yay!
Yay.
I'm so glad. Listen, we got to go. Bernard, thank you for your news.
It's a pleasure.
We've run out of time. I can't believe it's Storm. We'll have to see you again.
Yeah. Hey? Sometime soon. Definitely.
If it's if you enjoy it, time goes like this.
Mm.
And remember, it's a podcast, so you can listen to it again. I'll send you links. You can send it to fans, and they can listen to it. And good luck.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
And you.
And we're going to play out with a young man called Storm, and he's got a song. I don't know if you heard about it. Can you feel it? So I think let's go for that. Goodbye, Bernard.
Bye, Casper.
Goodbye, Rian.
Bye, Cassie.
And goodbye to you out there.
This is CliffCentral.com.